Okay. My name is Holly. I am 15 years old. Today is November 24th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Lee DeMoss, who is my grandfather. We are recording in Petaluma, California. So the first question is, what have you learned about the living world around you, and how have you learned it?
I was born in 1941, and the world changes all the time, and I found that out. That's the biggest thing I started out with. We had an outhouse, and now, you know, of course, everything's changed, clear to cell phones and computers, and I feel it's all for the good.
Okay. And when you were growing up, how did you learn about the living world around you, and how did you learn about how it was changing?
Say the last part again, changing.
How have you learned when you were younger and till now? How have you learned how the world changes?
Well, I think it's changing all the time, and we don't realize it. And especially the speed of this technology today. You know, I mean, my phone number when I was a kid was Wabash 4946 was a WA Wabash. And of course today everybody has cell phones, they're all different, you know, numbers, and it's just a completely different world than when I was a young person. But I have grandchildren and children that teach me how to keep up, and I keep up quite a bit. I enjoy a lot of it. There's a lot of it I don't understand. But at the same time, I think that people need to remember their history and where they're, you know, and interview. I'm 76 years old. They need to interview people like me to find out what it was like and what, where they're from and how it all, you know, started.
And when you were growing up, what did you learn about the living world, as in the environment and everything around us, the plants, the animals, and how we're treating it?
Well, I think we're treating the planet today pretty shabby. And I didn't, you know, when I was young, I was like everybody else. I was just interested in, you know, getting a good job and you know, all the kind of stuff. Today I take long walks. I start to relate that everything is related, and that I feel like, you know, when I used to be a hunter, and I used to hunt animals and deer and elk and things like that. And I got to a point where I realized that these beings or species had feelings, the emotions, same as they were afraid, they were happy, they just were so much like we are once you get to know them, especially with my pets and stuff. I've realized that, you know, I think that we don't realize that we're all connected to this world, and this is the only world there is. The biggest thing that I've learned is I looked out on one dark, starry night, and I seen how big this whole thing is. And I realized that I was only in my own galaxy, and there were billions of galaxies. That's how big the whole thing is. So we're all a part of it. We're all made of stardust. And anyway, I think that people are coming back to the realization that you know why we need to take care of this world. It's the only one we got. There's no getting off of it. They have to reach the to get out of our galaxy right now. It would take you 500 light years to get out of our galaxy, and there isn't any craft or anything that, you know. So we're stuck here, and anyway, I think that people are starting to realize that.
Okay, when and what did you learn about new aspects and inventions centered around, like, the living world, the environment, ecology? Especially, like, when you were growing up, what kind of inventions and aspects came about that really changed it and made you aware?
I'm thinking of, you know, I think that the real technology that changed when I realized that how the world was changing is when they finally reached the moon in 1969. And on Christmas Eve in 1969, they went around the moon. Or it was 1968. They went around the moon, and by July that year, they landed on the moon. And that was just a complete barrier that people never ever thought would happen. And all of the technology it took to do that was, you know, you started realizing, you know, what, you know, how advanced we're becoming so fast. My grandparents, my grandfather and grandmother were both, one was born in 1905 and one was born in 1903. And there weren't even cars then. They were still, you know, just starting out with cars, and there were no airplanes until 1903, and that was just starting out. And today we can fly around the world. We can. It's just amazing. So you start to see your whole life change, and of course, the cell phone, computer, you know, internet has just completely changed the way people are, you know, children are taught today. They have answers. We used to have a big stack of encyclopedias, you know, that went out of date every 4 or 5 years. And today the kids can go right to their computer or cell phone, and they can look up anything that they want and need to know in seconds. And that's just the acceleration of it all. I think that the one thing that people don't understand is, and what we were talking about before, was how fragile this world is, and how much more, even with this great technology we have, that we have to start realizing that and start taking better care of it.
What major concerns did your generation have with respect to the living world in ecology?
In ecology?
Mm-hmm. Just the environment.
Environment. Mm-hmm. Well, I worked for PG&E. I was a lineman for PG&E, and there was these transformers that we would work in, and they were full of oil, but what keeps the units inside of the transformer, not to get tired to tell you what a transformer does, but it cuts high voltage down into lower voltage, all of this equipment inside is in oil. And we used to put our hands in there, and we would change different settings on them and everything with our hands, you know, we'd roll up our sleeves and reach down in there. And now that oil is very dangerous, we found out later. And in the Vietnam War, they found out that Agent Orange is, you know, really caused a lot of problems with soldiers today, older guys. And lots of, you know, the things that we used to take, you know, asphalt that they put on highways has to be, you know, checked, and you need special clothes for certain jobs, and we never did any of that until about, they started coming around the mid-70s, and it's built from there, and now we're way more protected. We didn't have safety glasses, and we didn't have safety clothes that we wear in certain, you know, PG&E, certain areas when we have a big oil leakage or things like that, and we just wade right in. And today, they're starting to take better care of the people that do those kind of jobs, and we're starting to realize that, you know, we need to protect our workers.
And were there any inventions or any new things that came around that were kind of harmful to the environment, whether it was like through oil or through something else that kind of contaminated the world, or anything that people once thought was okay, but now it's really dangerous?
Well, of course, the automobile, the combustion engine is a culprit for a lot of things. And that's not just in automobiles. It's in one of the biggest polluters in the world is these airlines, you know, and the ships that are used today in transporting goods around the world and stuff. I mean, I've seen a documentary on that, and it showed there are just as many ships as there are planes in the air at the same time, and they're all ran off of fossil fuel, and as the planes are, the aircraft, and so those are, you know, probably if we just had automobiles, it would be, you know, we could probably control that, but with everything working together, that's, you know, and I think that's one thing that has really changed the game plan is the fact that we've got to change, you know, we cannot go, the population's getting more and more, people are having more people are driving automobiles, more people are traveling than ever before, and the concern for that kind of, you know, fossil fuel and stuff has to be addressed.
Definitely. And that is our interview. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah.